And Nagarjuna is famous in the history of Buddhism, the history of Mahayana Buddhism especially, for being the discoverer or rediscoverer or promulgator of the perfection of wisdom scriptures. These are very important scriptures, especially for the Mahayana. One might even say that they are the basic Mahayana scriptures. There's more than 30 of them altogether in sutra form, and they've all been translated into English by Dr. Konza. And they have three principal topics, we might say. That is to say, they deal, of course, with prajna, or rather prajna paramita, transcendental wisdom, the wisdom that goes beyond. And they are also concerned with shunyata, which is, so to speak, the object, single inverted commas, of prajna. And they deal with the bodhisattva. And one, you may remember that in the case of one of those sutras, the Heart Sutra, it opens with the statement that Avalokiteshvara, the great bodhisattva, was coursing in the course of the wisdom prajna that goes beyond, and that he saw that all beings, all things were empty. So you have the bodhisattva, you had the prajna in which he was coursing, and the emptiness which he saw characterizes all conditioned phenomena. So these were the principal themes of the perfection of wisdom literature, though many other topics were touched upon. So Nagarjuna goes down in Buddhist history as the teacher who brought out these scriptures from wherever they had been, not necessarily from the depths of the ocean, but perhaps from the depths of somebody's mind, someone who remembered them and made them better known. According to tradition, he wrote commentaries on them. But he also wrote a number of expository works. The most famous of those works, of course, is the Majjhimika Karikas, the verses on the middle, or the mean, which is the basic text of the Majjhimaka school of Mahayana Buddhist philosophy.